Gismondi's Wage by Raphael Sabatini. Benvenuto Gismondi, thief and scoundrel, sat on his horse, breathing hard and grinning. Supine and cruciform, with arms flung wide, lay Messer Crespi in the snow, grinning too, but breathing not at all. Midway between Forli and Rimini, on the long road that, coming from beyond Bologna, runs southeastward to the sea in a line of rare directness, had this murder been committed in the full glare of a brilliant January noontide, and no witness was in sight, as far as I could reach, onward toward the hazy spires of distant Rimini, or backward in the direction of Forli. So, well content, Ser Benvenuto, grinning under the shadow of his morion, cut him down from his horse to reap the profit of his morning's work. What though in falling the dying man had cursed him? It is true that Benvenuto's superstitious soul had quaked under the awful malediction from those writhing lips, but only for an instant. He was as nimble with spiritual as with lethal tools, and to avert his victim's curse, he had crossed himself devoutly, and devoutly breathed a prayer to Our Lady of Loreto, whose ardent votary he had ever been. Moreover, he wore armor against such supernal missiles as the moribund had hurled at him. The scapulary of the confraternity of St. Anne hung upon his breast and back, beneath his shirt, to turn the edge of any curse, however keenly barbed. Easily, therefore, in mind and conscience, he got him down into the snow, all trampled and slushy where their horses had circled in the fight, and having tethered his own beast, he fetched Messer Crespi's a cruel cut across the hams that sent it off at the gallop in the direction of Forli. Next he applied himself to the garnering of the spoil. The dead gallant was richly arrayed. It was the very richness of his raiment that had caught in passing the eye of Ser Benvenuto, and lured him by its promise. But the raiment that had erstwhile tempted mocked him now, for his prize, it seemed, was gilt, not solid gold. He rose from an unfruitful search, cursing the poverty of the dead man's pockets, cursing himself for the risk he had run in so poor a cause, and weighing in his palm a trumpery jewel he had plucked from Crespi's cap and a silken purse containing some 5 gold pieces.